This is The World This Weekend on CBC Radio 1, Sirius Satellite Radio 137, online at cbc.ca, or you can download us at cbc.ca/podcasting. Like to send us an email? twtw@cbc.ca. Foodies and fine gourmets, take note. White truffle season is coming to a close in the Italian region of Tuscany. Tartufo Bianco, known as Diamond of the Earth or Food of the King, is actually a prized underground fungus. Now, sliced ultra-thin, this pungent white truffle is one of the priciest ingredients in haute cuisine. Now, each fall, foodies from around the world travel to Tuscany to join in the hunt. But it's a rare find. And as Gene DiMarino tells us, it's becoming rarer every year.
Urbano Castaldi and his dogs are searching for white truffles in the woods around San Miniato in Tuscany. The 68-year-old comes from a long line of tartufi, as the truffle hunters are known here. He himself has been foraging for the highly prized subterranean fungus for the past 48 years.
My grandfather went to hunt truffles. He was always in the woods. Then my father, in his turn, hunted them. At home, he always talked to my brother and me about the truffles, whether it found some or not found some.
Every day, Urbano wakes at dawn and combs the hills of the region until midday. His dogs, Bafina and Finta, are the latest of eight generations he's bred and trained to carry out this work. It's their job to scent out the gnarled growth, which gives off a distinctive odour when it matures underground.
This dog this morning brought me back a little tartufo ball in her mouth. She dug it up and carried it in her mouth. It was as big as a ping pong ball. She was good.
And in his time, Urbano has made substantial finds. In 1984, he dug out a 700-gram monster. A few years later, a respectable 400-gram specimen followed.
I used to be a cobbler. If I had the good fortune to find a 400-gram truffle in the morning, it was quite a gift. It was worth more than a month's earning, a lot more.
A short drive away, the medieval hill town of San Miniato has been transformed into a huge market. In huge tents, traders or commercianti display the tiny fungi in glass bottles, weigh them on delicate scales, tap on calculators, and declaim the cost for the passers-by. According to the market organizers, smaller-sized truffles are going for $2,000 a kilogram this year. Larger specimens, which are more difficult to find, fetch around 3,000 a kilo. So who's buying them?
Above all, many foreigners, even people from the East, the new rich of the world.
But what's the attraction of this, the world's most expensive fungus? The search begins in the refectory of a centuries-old seminary, where the truffle hunters and their families open a restaurant just for the festival. They're serving tagliolini pasta, carpaccio or fresh meat soaked in wine, and the speciality of the house, poached egg, all with the white truffles. Their president, Salvatore Cucchiara, explains what he believes is the secret.
It's the combination we have here between the plants and the earth and the climate as well. It makes an excellent tartufo product.
But on the streets, it seems the truffle's famed aphrodisiac qualities have had more of an impact.
It's like a beautiful woman. When you've tried it, you fall in love.
But it seems the bell may be tolling for the Cibo del Rey, or Food of the King. Guido Franchi is an agronomist who's been mapping the truffle-producing areas of San Miniato and the surrounding region over the past 10 years. He says in that time, hunters have reported their finds have dropped by half. He blames the loss of habitat caused by industrial farming and mechanisation, the increase of hunters in the zone, and pollution.
While 10 years ago they found 500-gram truffles every day, now it's only when things are going well that they find 50-gram pieces. Sometimes they return with nothing.
The tartufo bianco, or white truffle, is a mystery. In spite of the centuries it's been hunted and the high prices it commands, it has never been cultivated, Nobody knows how. While the region is dedicating a part of its land and scientists are working on recreating environments where it's known to have grown, all they can really do is wait for Mother Nature and hope. Jean Di Marino, CBC News, San Miniato, Italy.